live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
Irish names.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane and I'm back. It's Monday night at 9 o'clock and I'm here with a mix of all kinds of music all tied together with a different theme each week. And tonight's theme is in honor of St. Patrick's Day, which just happened this past weekend. Tonight's episode is loosely centered around Irish names. So all of the artists, or song title, but it's mostly artists, will have either O apostrophe, MC, or MAC in their names. They don't have to be Irish. Obviously, they just have to have O or Mick or Mac in their name. I thought that would be fun, not just doing all Irish music vaguely, tenuously related to St. Patrick's Day theme here tonight. And I've got a very special guest to help us tie all that together. So let's get into this first set of music and we'll be right back to introduce the guest. We're going to start things off with, honestly, this is one of the greatest O apostrophe bands of all time, certainly. One of the greatest songs by an O apostrophe band ever. And we're going to get things started with a classic. Here's the OJs with Backstabbers to kick things off on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 135. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Smiling faces, smiling faces, sometimes. rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. So what's your status? I be the baddest. Be the hit the scene since the gangsta lean. I'm more ears. So what you got to say? I hope you're bubbling it, baby. Now bubbling it my way. Let it rain. Ain't no sort up in the game. Still want you to say. Ain't a thing changed. Instead of knocking boots, we be kicking down Gore-Tex. Except it ain't raw sex. Roughnecks, throw your hands in the air. Let me hear you say, oh yeah. Trust you, me, I blow up shop. About to blow the roof right off of hip-hop. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body.
I'm the MISS, your best, best from VAA. And I be smoking hay all day in the barn, damn it, darn. Puff Daddy be my pal when I I took your number one spot. I jump, skip, then I hop. I'm so hot, so you can't forget me. Not to the yes, yes, y'all. I'ma take a pause, cause I be feeling myself like I was T-Boss. Puff Daddy make him cream. The L-Y-T to the E make him scream. And I'ma show enough be the boss on this team. So all you MCs, how I miss it, make the green.
I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. Body shady.
That's right.
That's me, complicated rap star. Meet like the MC. You see, I'm on to your baby and your mechanism. How you hit it when you're in it so hot you keep it sizzling. No ooh ah she ooh and all of that too. Keep me wetted in the waters of Kalamazoo. Who you come in with when your posse at? I leave the boys alone, tell her you won't be back. I got the cheese, baby, my cheddar's better. I got that milk, for that I'm a redder. Trust you, me, I'll blow up shop. Have a little nick calling the cops, watch. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. That rocks the body, body, body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body.
Upside down, you turning me.
lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime right time for kissing, nighttime my time, reminiscing, regretting and stand up, forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one less, that someone is you. I intend to be independently so blue. I want your love, no one to borrow, have it today, give back tomorrow. For my love, your love, no love, nobody else. Love me or leave me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me and I love you only. Rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. Might find the night time, the right time for kissing. Night time is my time for reminiscing. Granting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one less than someone is you. I intend to be independently so blue. I want your love, I don't want to borrow. Have it today, give it back tomorrow. My love, your love, no love, nobody else. So blue, I want your love, don't want to borrow. Have it today, give back tomorrow. My love, your love, no love, nobody else. My love, your love, no love, nobody else. My love, your love, no love, nobody else.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was our first set of artists with O apostrophe or MC or MAC starting out their names, because this is our just barely technically on theme celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Let me tell you what you just heard. Started out with the OJs and Backstabbers. And we heard MC Light with Cold Rock a Party, that early song featuring Missy Elliott. And in case you didn't notice from him chiming in every few seconds, also Sean Puffy Combs, producer of that one. That's right, he is a chimer. And then we heard Fleetwood Mac with Little Lies, and closed out with Anita O'Day with the Oscar Peterson Quartet doing a great version of Love Me or Leave Me. A lot of Oscar Peterson on the show lately, which is a great thing. I played a few songs that he was on in the Nat King Cole episode, and I feel like I've played him recently in other shows too, so I hope you've been enjoying that. Oscar Peterson can't have too much of that, of him playing on the show. So I do have a guest here tonight to talk about tonight's theme, so I'd like to welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool, Kevin McCaffrey. He's a stand-up, he's a comedy writer, and most importantly, he's a dude whose last name starts with capital M, little C.
Yeah, okay. I got two capitals in there. Got the capital M, little C, big C.
That's right.
I'm just here for Oscar. You know, I heard he's the man around here. Yeah, man. Nice to be racially profiled into the show. That's a fun thing.
Yeah, you know, I feel like you're uniquely qualified to be my guest tonight.
Thank you.
For three reasons.
Great.
One, I asked you to show up and you did.
That is among the top reasons to qualify for anything.
Generally, that's the standard I hold people to for being
sure.
on the show.
No, I'm excited to hear about the bonus standards.
The other two things that make you qualified, of course, your name.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't want to make any crazy assumptions here, but also, you know, from your name and your appearance.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you have some actual Irish heritage.
I do have some Irish heritage. I have. I did the 23andMe thing.
Oh, all
right. Have you done that or any of those?
I'm so conflicted about those things.
Because they're going to use it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're definitely going to create more of us or, I don't know, less of us somehow. They're going to use it for reasons that are bad, I think, for sure. But I still did the thing. And I had it was almost the most boring response could be, because basically it was just what my mom told me. It came back exactly right. But it's basically, I think it was 92% Irish and then 7% general Western European. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, Irish. And then the other 1% was Alsace-Lorrainian, which is basically, it's a province in France right now, but it's traded between the French and the German, depending on who won the last war. So very Irish. Yeah. Like 92 plus.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you're even more qualified than I knew.
You know, I love coming into this. I love just leaping over expectations as soon as I get in here.
And I like setting achievable goals.
Yeah. Look at that. What a pairing.
So we just had St. Patrick's Day this past weekend. Mm-hmm. It's being in New York, it's especially in your face. Do you have any, as an Irish American person who lives in New York?
Yeah.
Do you care about St. Patrick's Day now? Did you ever before? Like, has it had any significance to you?
It's weird because I not only am I a fully Irish person, but I do drink a lot, and it is a drinky holiday, right? But I think the holiday for me growing up Irish, it's more of a family thing. Like, I make sure to contact my mom some way every St. Patrick's.
So you drunk dial your family on St. Patrick's
Day. Yeah, exactly. That's a nice thing to do. You know, it's a nice way to, you drunk dial while it's still sunny out, you know, for sure. But yeah, I think for me, it's been a check-in with family day. My brother Joe, I have two younger brothers, the middle one really rages pretty hard in Chicago for St. Pat's. But for me, it's check-in with mom. She always goes somewhere and enjoys some traditional Irish music. My wife, who is Irish by name change and by marriage, Jamie McCaffrey, now she makes a Guinness beef stew every St. Pat's. Oh. But that's really it, man. Like, we keep it pretty low-key. Like, I drank less yesterday than I do most days.
Taking it easy on St. Patrick's.
I had a Bushmills at a bar, and it was lovely. And then just a Guinness, you know, Guinness at home, basically.
All right.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I do think it ends up being a drinky holiday. And St. Pat's gets a lot of flack for that. But almost every ethnic-based holiday is a drinky holiday.
Sure.
You know?
I mean, at their best, every holiday is just an excuse to drink, right?
Oh, yeah. Christmas, too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For one reason or another, either out of joy or sorrow, we're drinking for some reason.
And if you're Irish, you mix them up all the time.
Who can tell the difference?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It's funny because, like, I was talking about this with some coworkers today. I have one special thing that I bake every year because my birthday is 3 days before St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
And so to commemorate both, I bring cupcakes to my office. And I've done it every year for the last 8 years.
On St. Pat's? Or just wherever it falls?
Yeah. And I realized, like, this is the only holiday that I have a food tradition specific to. And it's not a holiday I care at all about.
Sure. And the food specifically isn't... I assume these are green cupcakes? Or no?
They're very special cupcakes. Let me tell you all about them.
I was going to say, yeah. Because cupcakes aren't traditionally an Irish food. You don't bring a pile of corned beef to the office. Yeah.
These cupcakes are the cake part.
Uh-huh.
It's a chocolate Guinness cake.
Well, that's great.
And then in the middle, there is some nice whiskey chocolate.
Great.
And then there is Bailey's frosting on top.
I mean, that is a... That's a thick cupcake with a couple of C's on it. That's a significant cake.
It's fucking delicious.
Yeah. Where are they?
I will give you one after the show.
Okay, great. I'm into it.
And it's also funny because I've been like not eating a lot of sugar lately and kind of complaining about all the sugar that's brought into the office. And then today I'm like, hey, everybody, I've got way sugarier stuff than you bring in. And I'm a total hypocrite.
Sure.
But it's odd because it's like, I have an Irish first name.
Yeah, Shane. Yeah.
And as far as I know, I'm not Irish even in the least.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm an imposter.
But that's okay. There's a lot of that going on. I mean, especially, God, half of St. Patrick's Day itself is just people pretending to be Irish, you know?
Yeah, what's that about?
It is, you get more people being like, oh, look at me, I'm pretend Irish for the day. I mean, I guess on Cinco de Mayo, you get white people in sombreros too, but...
Yeah, you do, I guess.
But not as much, I think, right? I feel like St. Pat's might be the most impostery of the ethnic holidays. But I also think that kind of checks out with Irish people in general, because we don't care about that kind of stuff.
I was thinking about it this weekend, and I mean, it's, I guess it's occurred to me before, but never quite all the way, but the phrase on the pin or the sticker or whatever, "Kiss me, I'm Irish."
Yeah,
that's creepy as hell, right?
Well, it's
a weird thing to be like.
It's well, right? Just at first, the fact that you're asking for a kiss, and if you're saying "Kiss me, I'm Irish," beyond the fact that that is, talk about setting low bars. That's a very low bar to kiss someone. But it also is implying that this other person knows so little about you; they don't, you know, they have no clue what you're. Heritage is, so it's just like, kiss me. By the way, I'm Irish. Also, right. My name's Jeff. You know, it's like, kiss me before you know anything about me.
Well, and it's like, you don't want to kiss me now, but just wait till I tell you this next fact that's going to totally change your mind.
Wait, do you kiss people strictly based on ethnicity?
Yeah.
Wow, I hope this is a sexy racist situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a very strange thing.
It's a weird one.
I've taken that for granted for a long time, and this is the first year that it occurred to me. I was like, that's it's a weird proposition to put out there to people, isn't it?
It is.
Does it imply that you're like a leprechaun or some magical being that if you kiss it, you get good luck, or like you'll turn into a prince or something?
there is a little bit of a surprise implied there, where it's like, kiss me and see what happens.
Right. You know?
I think, there is something to that. I mean, I think the Irish are pretty good kissers as far as I can tell, but
sure,
you know.
I mean, they got plenty of practice kissing that big rock, right?
Yeah, we kiss stones. So, man, give us a person and we'll go nuts.
It's a weird time. I mean, I doubt that you really take the fake Irish stuff too personally, because it's so silly and cartoonish.
We don't the Irish, I think, among pretty much any ethnicity, I think, take the ethnic stuff the least personally. Mm-hmm. Part of it's because we're not persecuted, you know, it's not
right.
The 1910s or what, you know, so that's part of it. But also when people stereotype us, I find that like the people who are online having big problems with St. Patrick's Day being associated with drinking, I find none of those people are Irish. No, like, it's all very social justice worry, non-Irish people who are like, oh, this, how dare they, you know, make fun of the stereotype. Whereas Irish people, if you're like, oh, you're Irish, you probably drink. Most Irish people are like, yeah, I also don't hug my dad. What else you got? You know, like, what do you want to go through all of them? We do some of that.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking with someone today about this, how St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo have so many parallels, because both are holidays that the country that it's being taken from don't care anything about. They're
right.
Not important holidays in Ireland and Mexico,
right.
And it's just a drinking holiday, and it's just an excuse for Americans to like make really broad racial stereotypes and drink too much and like go out and make asses of themselves. Which is weird. That we care about it so much more than they do in Ireland.
Right. And Ireland's only, from my understanding, has only recently started to sort of ramp up the celebration of it, just because they see the money in it. And
right.
There's a lot of, you know, you get a lot of tourists from America going over there and thinking, I'm going to go to St. Pat's I'm going to go to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day.
Have the traditional St. Patrick's Day celebration. It's even wilder out there, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When they're like, oh, geez, I guess we should do something, you know?
We're so dumb.
Yeah, but we're all dumb, you know? And I think that's a very Irish sentiment, too. We're all dummies, so who cares, you know?
I had this realization a few years back. I work in an office in Midtown Manhattan in the theater district.
Yep.
And I'm sure that you've had this experience, having lived in New York for a while. Sometimes St. Patrick's Day falls on a weekday.
Yes, frequently. 5 out of 7 years, I think.
And I remember a few years back, this hadn't happened to me before, hadn't noticed it or something, and I was going to work, just oblivious, just in my own, like, still trying to wake up, drinking my coffee on the subway kind of thing. And I'm looking around, and, like, there's a lot more really, like, I felt like, am I just, like, the weird old guy now? Because I'm looking around, and I'm like, what are all these young people doing on the train at 9 a.m.?
Yeah.
And I was like, they're kind of rowdy. And then I was like, what are those, like, college girls drinking at 9 a.m. on the train?
Yeah.
But I don't see that usually on my commute.
Yeah.
But it didn't click. I still was in that like I wasn't fully caffeinated, and I hadn't really like, I was in that still in transit sort of fog that you're in on your way to work. And as I got out of the subway into Midtown, and I just see the sea of plastic garbage everywhere that's being sold to people, and the realization, I'm like, oh my God, I'm in Midtown on St. Patrick's Day. What have I done?
You got to get indoors.
Yeah. So I hurried to work, but then trying to leave at the end of the day, it's like you have to slog through it in order to get back to the train.
Yeah.
It's a madhouse.
And it's a holiday that I think the timing of it syncs up. So a lot of people are drunk and done exactly at rush hour too. It's not like,
right.
It's not a nighttime party.
The parade's at like 12:30 or something. And then it's people drinking nonstop from there. And so if you get out of work at 5:30 or something, then it's still a sea of humanity that's like at their drunkest at that point.
Right. And it's kind of boozing during work hours and they're leaving at around the same time too. So that's troublesome. And you can be caught off guard because St. Pat's is the caliber of holiday that you can miss coming up because it doesn't really have an effect on your life in a significant way. It's not right. Like you get a day off.
I'm not looking forward to it on the calendar. Yeah, it just like right. happens all of a sudden. I'm like, oh, yeah. Sorry to St. Patrick's.
You don't have to buy a gift for someone on that day. That's just like, oh yeah, this happens to the world. And it happens to the world on a shifting day. Yeah.
I have to stop at a bodega on my way home to get some crappy plastic green, you know, a hat and shamrock stuff, or else my wife's gonna kill me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I'm in the doghouse. I didn't get my wife a big old bottle of booze.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day is weird.
It is a weird one.
I like being able to choose to engage in it or not. I don't like it being forced on me with the weekday thing. So it's good to sort of prepare yourself if you live in a city where that's a thing.
Weekend's a nice time for it. Exactly. Because mm-hmm. you get to wander out and choose at your own. With most jobs, you get to choose at your own free will. That's nice.
And I remember going out on my lunch break that day and like going to see the parade and then seeing like cops chasing this guy who was like, had done something wrong and was running from the police. And I'm like, this isn't a normal lunch break right now.
No, it's not. And also on St. Pat's, it's a good, it's fun because the cops are chasing their cousin for the most part. It's just just a bunch of Irish. That's my last year.
Right.
My last year, St. Pat's, I was, my uncle was the chief. He was the chief of detectives for NYPD.
Wow.
And so he ended up, he hit retirement age and he got to kick off the parade and kind of lead the parade last year. So our family marched with him and then went to a friggin' cop party.
Didn't know I had Irish American royalty here. New York Irish royalty.
Yeah. He married into the family, but he's cool. So he's actually a cool cop. It's yes. I mean, I've got relatives that aren't too, but he's good. And so yeah, we had a very very copy New York NYPD Irish copy St. Pat's last
Hitting
year.
Hitting all the stereotypes.
Oh my God. And we had a guy who had just moved here from Ireland a week before, a cop. And he was doing his New York impression for us, which is just yelling, I'm walking here in an Italian accent over and over.
That checks out.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Let's hear some more music.
Let's do it.
We'll be back at the end of this set. And then I've got some really special stuff to play for you, Kevin. You're going to love
cool.
it.
I'll stay then.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure.
So we're sticking with the theme, people with O apostrophe or MC in their names. We're now going to hear something from the MC5. Here's the classic Kick Out the Jams, kicking off this next set of not really Irish music here on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
The girls can't stand it when you're doing it right. And then up on the stairs and let them kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. I'm gonna kick them out. Yes, I'm starting to sweat. You know my shirt's all wet. What I'm feeling. In the sound that I'm bouncing, be bouncing, be bouncing off the ceiling. You gotta have it, baby, you can't do it without them. When you get the feeling, you gotta slap them all. Put that mic in my hand and let me kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. The kick out the jam. All right.
You in your face like that kid from Detroit. Really though, you better ask MC Hammer about this bad mama jammer. Tall kid with the hooper hyperliptic grammar. Watch out, yo, it's time for MC bashing. Got more loot than my man Johnny Cashin. I'm hard like a 360 twice jam. Ask Dr. Dre and Ed Lover who's the man. I'm sure they'll save me. Brothers, please don't play me like a shrimp. I'm dunking on the head, then I point like Sean Kim. Don't need to drink crooked eye juice to get loose. My favorite cartoon is Bewinkle the Moose. I'm about to sting you like rubbing alcohol. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, call yes, me Ed Jones cause I'm too tall. Put the rock between my legs then I score. Never mind a whore, I wanna do a fat tour. Come peep the style that the big man shell display. You know the style, that be my forte.
Hey, Fife, where you at?
I'm over here.
Yo, Fife, where you at?
I'm over here.
Hey, yo, Fife, where you at?
You know I'm over here.
Hey, yo, Fife, where you at?
I'm over here.
Fife Dog, where you at?
I'm over here.
Hey, yo, Fife, where you at?
Fife Dog is over here.
Hey, yo, Fife,
I'm over here.
Get on the microphone and rip a funky track.
It's a fight for Shaq mission. Plus Shaq, he got the goods. Making rug daddy jams that go harder than wood. Make your boogie butterfly, Armstrong too. Fife Dog and Shaq fool, this is how we do. Funky renditions, there's no competition. Split MCs apart as if their group was New Edition. Make MCs hush, stop, look and listen. It's hard to comprehend, so they commence to reminiscing. Far from an amateur, microphone damager. In your whole career, beat down your manager. Never was a herb, kick you to the curb. Sport my attitude than the city of Johannesburg. Styles are mean, but this year they even meaner. Carrying chips on my shoulder, so call me Serafina. Yeah, Machina, Joey Martin. Pissing and farting, mess around with this and you'll be on a milk carton. MCs don't like me, I say tough titties. Blow up the spot like my man from Jersey City. People always asking why is Fife so cocky. I gotta be good at something cause I can't play hockey. You know the status and the status is live. The first draft pick first for draft, the label called the Drive. Yo Shaq, where you at?
I'm over here.
Ayo Shaq, where you at?
Fife, I'm right here.
Ayo Shaq, where you at?
Fife, I'm over here.
Yo Big Shaq, where you
Yo,
at?
Yo Fife, I'm over here.
Ayo Shaq, where you
Fife,
at?
Fife, I'm right here.
Yo Shaq, where you
Fife
at?
Fife Dog, I'm right here.
Yo Shaq, where you
Fife,
at?
Fife, I'm over here.
You can't front on the track cause the track is fat.
Yo, here I am again, you better call a cop. Pump up your Reeboks and you just don't stop. I got mad styles, you better sit and watch. I can kick it like hee-hee, then I grab my crotch. Yo, it's 1993, I mean 1990 Shaq. Whatever year it is, the Shaq will never slack. Giving mad shouts to my homies up in Newark. On and off the court, you know I do work.
Peace to that dog, and peace to this dog. Here comes the Fife Dog, aka the top dog. World's greatest five-footer, as if you didn't know. Rhymes are like the Lord's wrestlings, they constantly flow. MCs need to step on, you see how they does get on. As long as the mic's on, that's when I get my run on. Battle anybody, bring your whole crew. You want the short black Eskimo, come see me in my igloo. Nasty like vomit, couldn't clean it with Comet. Psycho like the Lords, crazy like Onyx. Forget the he say, she say, concentrate this on the flow. Fife Dog signing off, enjoy the rest of the show. Yo, yo Shaq, where you at?
I'm over here, yo Fife, where you at?
I'm over here, Big Shaq.
Get down, get down. You're a bad dog, baby, but I still want. as could be, happy as could be. Now I'm just like a cat on a haunted roof. As happy as could be, happy as could be. Now I'm just like a cat on a haunted roof. Baby, what do you think you're doing to me? Told you once before, and I won't tell you no more. So get down, get down, get down. You're a bad dog, baby, but I still want you around, around. I still want you around.
To Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was another set of artists with Mick or Mac or O apostrophe in their names. And then celebration, kind of a celebration of St. Patrick's Day. I thought of this theme for a music trivia night like a while ago, maybe a year or two ago. Probably in March, I'm willing to guess. And I thought it would be fun to bring it back for the radio show here. So I hope you've been enjoying it. I know I have. I'm here once again with my guest, Kevin McCaffrey. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, what's happening?
That last set we just heard started out with MC5 and Kick Out the Jams. Then Shaquille O'Neal. That's right.
Yeah, that classic Irishman.
Featuring Fife Dog, the late great Fife Dog, with Where You At. And then we heard Gilbert O'Sullivan with Get Down. And then that last one there was a song called Playboy to a Man. And that is from the legendary McCartney McManus demos, Paul McCartney and Elvis Costello.
I wanted to say Paul McCartney, and I thought it would have made me sound like a dummy.
Well,
I'm a dummy for not saying
that's
it.
That's right.
Shane asked me, he's like, who's the other one besides Costello? He's like, yeah, I don't know.
And we're hearing a tune called Whiskey Stumble by the Whiskey Boys.
Man, they got a brand.
They do.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. I really like that Shaquille O'Neal song, which is not a phrase that comes out of people's mouths.
The music's kind of like, the beat is kind of Bronx 80s. It's sort of like,
well, and
he's
got Fife on it, who's like,
that's legit.
As legit as it gets. Yes. So, also, I just want to point out the version of that song I played is off of one of several compilations out there. That's right. That song is off of The Best of Shaquille O'Neal. He has the greatest hits album, Kevin.
I love a guy who doesn't need to release almost any albums to have a greatest hits. That is great. I just looked up his discography. Mm-hmm. Four studio albums. And none since 96. He really packed them in like 3 years, four studio albums. As two compilations. So the compilation to studio album ratio is bonkers.
Well, you know,
yeah.
Bonus tracks and guest appearances.
Oh, sure.
Stuff, yeah. I figure there's so many great either Irish Americans or people with Irish American sounding names.
Sure.
Irish sounding names that we can celebrate from pop culture. Shaquille O'Neal is one of the most important ones.
Mm.
Everyone loved making that joke that Obama was an Irish name. Ha ha.
Sure.
But I had him singing on my show for the Chicago episode a couple weeks ago. So that's he was true. Here in the studio. I don't know if I made that clear.
No, that's a good get. It's easier to get now than it was. But yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
I decided I'd leave him off of this episode, but
sure.
I found something really great that you're going to love.
Good.
So,
is it music?
Yes, technically yes.
Okay, cool. That's more fun and mysterious than I was anticipating that answer would be.
I figured I can't do this episode without discussing one of the greatest Irish last-named characters in all of pop culture, a fixture of commercials during kids' TV ever since 1980, the moral compass of our generation. Of course, I'm talking about McGruff the Crime Dog.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Of course. Another Irish cop. God dang.
I hadn't made that connection. Oh, very
stereotyped
good.
Again.
Very good.
And we're fine with it.
You remember McGruff?
Sure do. Yeah, I see him at Thanksgiving every year. Yeah.
Incidentally, McGruff the Crime Dog is not a terrible rap name.
No, it's pretty good if you throw an AWG in there. Yeah, I think that works. Because it's a different, because McGruff the Crime Dog, he fights crime, but he could also be a pro-crime dog. It could be like he's a dog that does crimes.
That's right, the crime dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you knew this. I only just learned this myself, but back in 1986, McGruff the Crime Dog got into the music game and he dropped a classic album on cassette only, of course.
Bold.
Very limited release. Hard to find copies of it in the wild out here. But it's called McGruff's Smart Kids album.
It's a little pandery, but yeah.
Each track is about, wait for it, not doing drugs.
Multiple. Is it just a different drug not to do each track?
You nailed it in one.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And so we're going to hear something from that right now. This was released by the Ad Council back in 1986 on cassette. One or two of the songs off of this thing are actually kind of catchy.
I mean, that's a fun.
Somebody with pop songwriting skills and a good drum machine and a Casio right. really worked really hard.
Like Sia would have done this.
Like, really low rent Sia. Yeah, right. So I'll let you decide for yourselves out there. But I have a couple of tracks here. The first one is called Cocaine and Crack.
Well, that's goes a little something like double this. Feature.
And crack and cocaine to get high. That's what you say you love.
It sounds pro crack and cocaine.
But it's really insane. You could die. What are you thinking of? Cause nobody's needing that crack and cocaine. There's terrible trouble behind it. And sooner or later, you're burning your brain, making a mess of your mind.
Come on, man. That's pretty good, right?
That's what I'm saying, man.
My yai yai. That's like tons of 80s pop songs.
Totally. It is. Just yeah. Snort or a smoke. Now he's suggesting multiple ways to do it.
Well, that's like my experience with Dare.
100%.
Was just like, here's all the ways to do drugs. And then, are we supposed to say anything else about them? They're bad or whatever.
Yeah. Dare just was like, here's the, it is just
it was a menu.
Yes, exactly. It was, would you like to hear today's specials? It's crack and cocaine. Yeah.
Also, the song is called Cocaine and Crack, but in the song, he always says crack and cocaine.
That seems like it seems like such an obvious mistake to catch that it almost has to be intentional.
There's another thing about this album. He does a Boyz II Men breakdown in the middle of all of the songs where he does like the spoken part. Like, girl, don't be doing drugs out there. They're bad for you. I think he...
There is help available for people who have a problem with cocaine or crack addiction. Have them call 1-800-COCAINE for advice. And if someone ever offers you crack or cocaine, be smart. Just say no.
Back into the chorus. That's great, right?
No one is calling 1-800-COCAINE to not get more cocaine.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood what this phone line, was about. I need to call somebody else.
1-800-NO-COCAINE, maybe. 1-800, dialing 1-800-COCAINE to stop doing cocaine is friggin' bonkers.
All right, so that was pretty great, right?
Yeah.
Well, wait, there's more. Here's Marijuana.
Ooh.
This is the greatest Journey song that Journey never recorded. By
Marijuana, don't try it at all. It's a lie. It's like beating your head on a wall.
I don't think so.
Say no way. Marijuana's a fast way to fall.
It's not fast anything.
Feel the pain. Cause it's you when you're no good at all.
Doing me some good.
Yeah, it's for her very one of those. Classic smoking, reading, gambling.
Don't abuse it. And you know.
But like, leave everything the same except for the lead vocal, an octave higher, sung by Steve Perry. This song kind of rocks.
It can work. It's you do it after
this
a ballad.
Guitar solo.
Oh yeah, that's. I can feel the dry ice around him.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to bring everyone's attention to this important issue. Not the whole drug safety or don't do drugs. Like, no. That's not, but that this exists.
Yes, dial 1-800-DRUGS to not do drugs.
Yeah. My public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council is this thing exists in the world and all of the songs from this album are currently posted to YouTube.
Oh, shoot.
So go do yourself a favor and check this out because it's... Anyway, I've done my good deed for
this
the day.
This is a really good find. I'm right? not just saying that as a supportive guest. This is a good find.
Not just with your pro-Irish cop bias.
No, pro-Irish cop, specifically pro-Irish drug-free cop dog.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I've still got some more songs that I want to play.
Good.
I'm not sure what we'll have time for, so...
When does the show end?
In about 8 minutes.
Okay, cool.
So I do need to play some McCoy Tyner in the background here.
Sure, yeah, McCoy's a classic. Tyner, I don't know.
And I wanted to... Well, I got a couple of things to say. First off, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. If you like what you hear, please go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate and throw in a couple of bucks. It's a nonprofit community radio station, and we rely on the hosts and the listeners and the volunteers and the managers to keep this place going. You can also check out all the great shows we have at Radio Free Brooklyn. We have more and more all the time. We've got a new one starting tomorrow morning, I think. Wednesday morning that I'm going to be going to supervise. And we've got new shows added all the time. We're up to like 75 or 80 shows.
It's a lot of shows.
Yeah, it is. So go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org for all of your Radio Free Brooklyn needs. You can download our apps for iPhone and Android. So you can listen on the go, listen live wherever you go. If you want to listen to old episodes of this show, you can go to EverybodyPlaysTheFool.com and download all of those. Check out the Chicago episode, the Aliens episode, the Shakespeare episode. Go way back and listen to classics like the Cats episode, the Secrets episode. I'm really very happy with that one, where I go into all my conspiracy theories and stuff.
That's good.
And also sign up for the newsletter, radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter, to find out about all of the cool events and new shows and other stuff, ticket giveaways and all that good stuff. I did mention at the top, Kevin, that you do a number of things.
I do. I do several things.
You're not just an Irish cop out trying to keep the streets free of riffraff.
No, I just mostly am. But
on the side, you're also a stand-up comedian and a comedy writer. Mm-hmm. What are you working on, or do you have anything to plug?
Well, you can always see me live places. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Kevin McCaff. The guy who got Kevin McCaffrey would not give it up, and he only tweeted 3 times in years, and 2 of them were at Russell Crowe. I asked him if he was done talking to Russell. He's not into it. So I'm at Kevin McCaff. I host a podcast that's fun with the very funny comedy writer John Daly, and we have never seen Sex in the City. We're watching it from the beginning, podcasting about every episode. It's at Sex in the City. It's on Instagram, and you can find it anywhere podcasts are. Sex and the City, it's is what that's called. And I got an album called Nice and Drunk. So those are the places. If you want to hear
and
me
talk
more.
And that's on brand, if you want to.
It really is.
There's plenty of relevant material on that album.
Yes, exactly.
To today's discussion.
Could have spun it today. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I very occasionally drop in stand up into my shows. I think I played something off of your album.
Well, that's flattering and interesting.
I hope that's true.
A lot of my stuff, it's weird. It would be hard to, a lot of my stuff.
I don't think I'm misremembering that.
No, I don't think you would just say that out of nowhere. Uh-huh. It's
if I didn't, I totally meant to.
Sure. No, it still exists. But yeah.
Yeah, go check it out. It's a really fun comedy album. It's a great set. So find that wherever you find
anything.
Music and comedy and mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Oh yeah, it's on Spotify and all that too.
Can you be seen on the television with any regularity these days?
I can be, but it's not a recent version of me. Mm-hmm.
Want to travel back in time and see old Kevin, you can watch True TV.
Yeah, you can see like a puffier, less attractive version of me from a few years ago.
Ooh, don't mind if I do.
Yeah, it sounds great. It's on True TV. I used to be on a show called World's Dumbest all the time. Bunch of True TV shows, Comedy Knockout, and yeah. So I'm on TV sometimes too, but you know, listen to the podcast and follow me on Twitter. You can see me wherever you want. In a lot of cities.
I think I'm going to play a quick actual song by actual Irish people.
Ooh.
The song is called Sally MacLennan and it's by the Pogues. And it's a special bonus song at the, after that, you're going to hear another great, classic singer with a very memorable song. To close this out, that's someone with an M, big M, little C, capital next letter, last name.
Love a double cap.
That's right. To close things out. So let's hear that right now. Time to hear the Pogues. Kevin, thank you so much for coming on. I'll have to have you back on another topic. So,
please, thanks for having me.
If I do anything else that you can be racially profiled into.
Sure, then you do an Alsace-Lorraine episode, I'm down.
That's right. Yeah. You're the first call if I do that.
Thank God, I hope so.
All right, so here's the Pogues. Thank you all so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Again, if you want to hear any old episodes, everybodyplaysthefool.com. Have a great night. And if you're listening live, stick around for the next best thing with Jonathan Lerner. And stay tuned to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Jimmy played harmonica in the pub where I was born. He played it from the night time to the peaceful early morn. He soothed the souls of psychos and the men who had the horn. And they all looked very happy in the morning. But Jimmy didn't like his place in this world of ours. For the elephant man brought storm in his neck, so he had too many pairs. So I sad to see the grieving of the people that I'm leaving. And he took the road for God knows in the morning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed him.
put him on the train. And we sang him a song, our time's long gone. Oh, we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on my way. So buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan. The years went by, the times had changed, I grew to be a man. I learned to love the virtues of Sid Sally McLennan. I took the cheers and drank the beers and crawled back home at dawn. I ended up a barman in the morning. I pried the pump and took the hump and watered whiskey down. I took the booze and horses to the men and drank the brown. I heard the sight of Jimmy's making money far away. Some people left for heaven without warning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train. And we sang them a song, our time's long gone. Though we knew that we'd be seeing them again. Sad to say, I must be on my way. So buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer out of Sally McLennan. When Jimmy came back home, he was surprised that they were gone. He asked me all the details of the train that they went on. Some people they are scared to come, but Jimmy drank until he choked. Took the road for heaven in the morning. We walked him to the station in the rain. And we kissed him as we put him on the train. And we sang him a song, a time's long gone. Though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on my way. So buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm gone far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan.
Child. gonna start back at one.